Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Football on off the ball.
Utterly obsessed by the fact that he got dumped last year by somebody that he feels should not dump him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we've reaction from last night's nil-all draw between Bohemians and St Pat's. We'll hear from Brentford boss Keith Andrews after his first away win as a Premier League manager. We get the latest from the Ireland camp ahead of Friday night's Nations League clash with Belgium. And we look ahead to tonight's Champions League football, which sees Jose Mourinho's Benfica take on Newcastle. First today, Bohemians and St Pat's played out a nil-all draw at Dalymount Park last night. The result leaves Bohs fourth in the Premier Division with two games to play. Pats are a point behind in fifth, but are 5 points off Shelburne in the last guaranteed European spot. Bohs play Shells on Sunday at Dalymount Park and then finish with a game away to Drogheda. Pats will also play Shells on the last day of the season after their home game against Waterford this Friday. Pats boss Stephen Kenny said he was happy with how his side dug in, especially after their big win at home to Shamrock Rovers on Friday night.
Yeah, it was a tough game, you know, physically. Very tough game after Friday night against Shamrock Rovers, where it was a real tough game for Friday. Tonight, obviously heavy, the pitch was a lot of rain. Bohs played well, they were tough opponents tonight. And it was probably about fair overall. We defended brilliantly, our players really put their bodies on the line collectively. But we didn't show maybe the creativity that we needed to in the final third at times. But I wouldn't be too harsh on our players because they gave it absolutely everything tonight and everyone emptied the tank.
Things got a little bit heated during the first half at Dalymount last night, and Bohs boss Alan Reynolds was shown a red card as the teams and coaches walked off the pitch at half time. So his assistant Stephen O'Donnell spoke to LOI TV after the game and he said they weren't clinical enough when they got into the final third.
Yeah, I'd say for the neutral it was an entertaining nil-nil draw. From our point of view, I think we got enough final third entries that were a little bit disappointed. We probably didn't come away with a couple of goals, but from an effort and some of our play into the final third, we couldn't ask any more from the players. And as I said, work ethic, what they brought to the table, what they gave to the game, we're delighted with that.
Drogheda are also in contention for a European spot. Last season's FAI Cup winners are sixth, 5 points off Shelburne in third. But if Shamrock Rovers beat Cork City in next month's FAI Cup final, fourth spot will also be good enough to qualify for Europe. Drogheda are away to Galway United on Friday night. Galway are looking to avoid a relegation playoff, and you'll be able to hear live commentary of that game with Jonathan Higgins and Shane Keegan on the Go Loud app and on News Talk. Carlo Ward's Ireland squad will train today ahead of Friday night's Nations League playoff first leg against Belgium at the Aviva Stadium. There were doubts over the fitness of Denise O'Sullivan due to a knee injury, but she's joined up with the squad ahead of that crucial doubleheader. Ward paid tribute to the Cork midfielder, who could earn her 127th cap on Friday.
Yeah, I've been on quite a lot with the medical team. I've been on to Denise constantly, seeing where she's at. We were told, it was probably a couple of months ago, we were told she was out, and I don't settle for that until the last minute, so you always keep the door open. So to have her back in is huge, because she's not just on the pitch, off the pitch she's phenomenal, but listen, on the pitch I would argue she is one of the best players I've ever worked with. And what I mean by that, as a pro, as everything she does, she is just, to lose Denise would be catastrophic. She's unbelievable for us. So I can't tell you how happy I am that she's back in with us.
Jamie Finn's back in the squad for the first time since early 2024 after she tore her cruciate ligament. The Dubliner, who's playing in the WSL2 at Sunderland, is keen to add to her 20 caps in the green jersey. Finn says she's always thought about getting back into the Ireland team during her recovery.
Yeah, it was quite tough, I'm not going to lie. I think even watching club and then watching your country, knowing that you can't help really in any way. I would do anything to be out and playing for Ireland. So yeah, it was quite tough. But like I said, I felt like I was kind of still involved in a weird way, still kind of doing the punchy stuff. But like I said, it was every single day during my ACL rehab, I thought about playing for Ireland. Honestly, it was what kept me going. And yeah, and thankfully I'm back in camp.
Brentford beat West Ham 2-0 last night to get their first Premier League away win of the season. Igor Thiago and Matthias Jensen scored the goals at the London Stadium to move Brentford up to 13th in the table ahead of Saturday night's home game against Liverpool. Brentford boss Keith Andrews says it should have been a more comfortable scoreline.
I feel like from training sessions there's a feel around the group, and I've felt really good the last couple of days, what I've been seeing and feeling from the group, but that doesn't always materialise when it comes to the game, clearly. And I thought it did tonight.
It was an empty London Stadium when the full-time whistle sounded, but those still in the ground booed the players in Nuno Espirito Santo's first home game in charge. The Hammers boss said he understood the fans' reaction.
Today was a disappointing evening because it was a disappointing performance. Not matter is comparing. What we have to realise that was not good enough.
Club captain Jarrod Bowen says the players have to earn the support of the fans back.
It's going to take us to get us out of the situation that we're in. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to face up to the challenge. No one's going to do it for us. No one's going to give it, you know, to us. It's us to go out there and, you know, listen to manage ideas. But ultimately, when you go on the pitch, it's players taking pride in their performances.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Jose Mourinho says it's always emotional for him to visit Newcastle due to the link between the club and his former mentor Bobby Robson. The pair worked together at Barcelona in the 90s. Now in charge of Benfica, Mourinho paid tribute to the Geordie legend and the club in general.
So Bobby is a legend here. And in England, when you are a legend, there are many reasons to be a legend. He loved this club. He gave everything to this club. Of course, he would be so happy with that victory in the cup. I was very happy. I know that he's not the target. I know that Newcastle and all the Geordies, what they want is bigger than the League Cup. But the League Cup is a beginning. To play in the Champions League is another very important step. And I think the club goes in the right direction. Many clubs with new owners, with fresh money, lots of wrong decisions, lots of ups and downs. Newcastle, since the moment they have the new ownership, Eddie, stability, they change sports directors for obvious reasons. That's the new football is like that. But lots of stability. The profile of the players, I never see a player that Newcastle get that doesn't fit a model, doesn't fit a profile. They do things really, really well. That's why they are where they are. So I'm so happy with that. I congratulate Eddie and the club and the fans.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe believes he's coming up against one of the great Premier League managers in Mourinho.
The impact he made was incredible, really. I think he had an aura around him and his teams very difficult to beat. So, I took a lot from watching his teams in my very early days, in my days when I was looking to sort of mould how I wanted to play and what I was thinking about coaching-wise. Definitely had a big impact on that.
Newcastle are hoping to make it back-to-back wins in the Champions League. Midfielder Sandro Tonali's a fitness doubt. He's been suffering from a sickness bug. That game kicks off at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Arsenal are at home to Atletico Madrid, who have made a complaint to Arsenal because there was no hot water for showers after they trained at the Emirates last night. The Spanish club say the issue went unfixed for over an hour, so the players had to go back to their hotel. Arsenal have since apologised for the inconvenience. In terms of the game itself, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta admits he's a huge admirer of Diego Simeone, who's been with Atletico since 2011.
The willingness to win. You can sense that in every single ball, in every single yard, the way they play. So it's about how they compete. The level of organization is really high. The level of discipline is really high. And they are very, very, very good at exploiting those opportunities.
Arsenal midfielder Mikel Merino says nobody's getting carried away with their positive start of the season. The Gunners are top of the Premier League with 3 points, and they also have the maximum 6 points from six in the Champions League.
There's always a lot of expectations on how the season starts. But to be honest, the most important thing is how it ends. It's good that we are in a good momentum now. The team is full of confidence and we are in a good streak at the minute. But this is a long journey. And the good thing is we are mentally ready to approach it.
Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola believes his team has yet to hit their peak. They go into tonight's clash away to Villarreal on an impressive 8-game unbeaten run. Guardiola says there's still plenty of room for improvement.
When he just played 8 games in the Premier League and 1 or 2 games, 2 games in the Champions League, he's had the feeling that every game is better than the previous one. This is not define everything now. And talk about a lot about where do better, read better the situations, and we are on it.
Manchester City midfielder Nico Gonzalez says he doesn't see himself as a like-for-like replacement for Rodri. He's set to continue deputising for the injured 2024 Ballon d'Or winner tonight. Gonzalez admits he accepts advice from Rodri, but says he can't be compared to his teammate.
It's a teammate. I think it's really important for the team. When he's playing, he plays so good and makes us play really good. And I don't see any comparison and I don't give attention to those things.
Elsewhere in the Champions League tonight, Barcelona host Olympiacos and Karat Almaty take on Pavas FC in the early games. Those early matches start at 5:45. Then at 8, holders PSG are in Germany to face Bayer Leverkusen. Borussia Dortmund beaten by Bayern at the weekend are away to Copenhagen. Italian champions Napoli are in the Netherlands to take on PSV. And Inter travel to Brussels to face Union Saint-Gilloise. Sean Dyche has been confirmed as the new Nottingham Forest manager. His first game in charge will be at home to Porto on Thursday night in the Europa League. The former Everton and Burnley boss replaces Ange Postecoglou, who was sacked over the weekend after failing to win any of his 8 matches in charge. Speaking on Sky Sports last night, former Liverpool defender Jamie Carragher said that Dyche could be a short-term solution.
He came in at Everton, I think, when they were bottom of the league, certainly in a later part of the season than this. And it'd be really interesting if Sean Dyche keeps them up, which I think he will, what happens the following season, whether Sean Dyche is actually there.
And Maccabi Tel Aviv will decline any ticket allocation for their Europa League tie against Aston Villa next month, after supporters were banned from attending due to safety concerns. Last week, West Midlands police had requested supporters of the Israeli club be prevented from buying tickets to November's match at Villa Park. Villa later confirmed this would be the case, citing a number of physical and safety factors. The decision attracted plenty of criticism and calls to reverse it from across the political spectrum in the UK, including from UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. West Midlands Police said it based its initial decision on current intelligence and previous incidents, including violent clashes and hate crime offences that occurred during the 2024 Europa League match between Ajax and Maccabi Tel Aviv in Amsterdam, when Dutch police made more than 60 arrests. The night before the match, police say Maccabi supporters attacked a taxi and set a Palestinian flag on fire. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Football Daily.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.